Good afternoon and welcome to all, particularly our guests who join us here today for the offering of this Mass on the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Glad to have our guests here. I know you're always welcome anytime in the future. Today on this great feast day, because Mary's Immaculate Conception is the patroness of the United States, therefore it's a holy day of obligation. And on this day, as a church, we set aside the purple of Advent, and we rejoice in God's great gifts to us. And remember, if you're here on Sunday, Monsignor Gere and his homily said that Advent is our time of celebrating God's fidelity and the gift of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Advent is those four Sundays preceding the celebration of Christmas is this time for us to be awakened out of indifference, shaken out of pride, out of a spiritual slumber, shaken out of our sins so that we can rejoice in the gift of the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we look for Him as He gives Himself to us, comes to us each day by the many graces that He came to us the first time, and we'll celebrate on the Nativity on the 25th. And also we look for Him to come again for the completion of the kingdom of God when He comes again in glory. Now there are three figures that we encounter during Advent to wake us up, to shake us out of our indifference, to welcome Christ. One is the prophet Isaiah. We hear from him in the Old Testament readings for daily Mass, usually and for Sunday Mass as well. The one telling us to prepare the way of the Lord. The valleys will be filled in. The mountains will be made low. Be prepared. Be awake. Be ready. The second is John the Baptist, the cousin of Jesus. We heard of him this last Sunday. The one calling out, that voice of the desert calling out, repent. Get prepared for the coming of the Lord. I baptize you with water. So for forgiveness of sins, repentance, so you can be baptized by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one that is coming after me. Now, I kind of wonder how popular John may have been at the office Christmas party. Repent, you brood of vipers, and Merry Christmas. He's the second figure of Advent. The third is Mary, the mother of Jesus, whose Immaculate Conception that we celebrate today. Now, let's understand what this is and what it is not. Today is not about the conception of Jesus. We hear that in the Gospel reading about the Annunciation. Rather, this is Mary's conception. And it is being Oklahoma and being football country, you know, we have that phrase, the Immaculate Reception, you know, the receiver with one finger, you know, catches the ball and wins, you know, scores the touchdown in the last seconds of the game. But rather, this is the Immaculate Conception. From the very moment of her existence in her mother's womb, Mary is kept free from the stain of the original sin, which we hear in today's first reading from the book of Genesis. The first man, the first woman, who give in to the temptation of Satan to try to make themselves out to be like God. And Mary is kept free from that, so that she can be this immaculate, this pure, stainless person that can bring forth the only begotten Son. That God's grace comes into the world in this way. For, as we're told today, nothing is impossible for God. That God's grace has a way of working its way into our lives if we allow it. And it will take us down many an unexpected path if we allow it. That God will overcome that fall from grace, that original sin. He will overcome that fall from grace through the one who is full of grace, Mary. That she can say yes to this invitation to bring forth the only begotten Son, the incarnate Word made flesh, for our salvation. There are three times in the Advent and the Christmas season, particularly that Mary is this great model for us. One is today, the Immaculate Conception. The second is December the 12th. The Our Lady Guadalupe. And the third is January 1st, about Mary as the Mother of God. And in all of these celebrations, Mary is not pointing to herself, she's pointing to her Son. If Jesus is just another historical figure, if Jesus is simply one religious reformer, thinker, philosopher amongst many others, then there's no reason for Mary to be conceived free of the original sin. No reason for her to be thought of as the Immaculate, as well as the Mother of God, and so on. Mary always points to her Son and invites us and intercedes for us to do the same, because we too have been chosen through water and the Holy Spirit in our baptism to be the body of Christ, the church, to be nourished by Christ this day and the gift of the grace that comes to us in the proclamation of the Scriptures, in the body and blood, soul, divinity of Christ that we share in the Eucharist, to go out to be the church, to be that voice in the wilderness of our culture, crying out, prepare, be ready, be awake, arise from your sleep, be shaken out of your indifference, for the Lord is coming. Be ready, be alert, be prepared to welcome Him each day of our lives as we prepare to welcome Him in the completion of the kingdom when He comes again. And through the intercession of Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and our Mother as the Church, may we be exactly that. For we too are chosen. We are called to say yes, as she did, chosen to bring forth the Word made flesh, the incarnate Word, the only begotten Son, into our world and into our life.